Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead America, Tales of the First Month, The Watcher, Day Zero. The clock on the wall chimed midnight, its red numbers casting a faint glow across Jax's luxury high-rise apartment in Seattle. The city's lights twinkled far below him as he sat, wheelchair-bound at his computer station. Three monitors flickered before him, each screen displaying a different aspect of his digital life. One played an anime with subtitles, another showcased various chat programs, and the last was dedicated to a massive multiplayer online fantasy game. "All right, team, let's move forward," Jack said into his headset, his voice calm and collected despite the limitations of his body. As they navigated through the virtual landscape, he effortlessly controlled his character with practiced ease. He had spent countless hours honing his skills, finding solace in the digital world where his wheelchair seemed to disappear. Suddenly, one of their teammates, Glenn, stopped moving. His avatar stood frozen in place amidst the chaos of battle. "Hey, Glenn, are you there?" Jax asked, concern creeping into his voice as he glanced at the chat programs on his second screen, searching for any sign of activity from Glenn. The rest of the team halted as well, their characters milling about in confusion. "Glenn," Jax repeated, his fingers hovering above the keyboard. "Come on, man, we need you." A few moments passed, and then Glenn's shaky voice came through the headset. "Guys, I'm scared." Jax's brow furrowed as he took in the fear that laced Glenn's words. It wasn't like him to show vulnerability, especially during a game. "What's going on, Glenn?" he asked gently, trying to keep his voice steady for his friend's sake. "Something's happening outside," Glenn stammered, his breathing heavy. "I hear screaming, and I don't know. It just doesn't feel right." Jax found himself gripping the arms of his wheelchair, a cold chill running down his spine. He glanced out the window at the city below, trying to discern any signs of trouble. But from up here on the 12th floor, everything seemed peaceful. "Stay calm, Glenn," Jax said, returning his focus to the screens before him. "We're here for you, buddy." "Thanks, Jax," Glenn replied, his voice still trembling. "I'm going to check it out. Be right back." As Glenn's avatar stood motionless, Jax couldn't shake the feeling that something was terribly wrong. He had always been the rock for his online friends, offering support and guidance without hesitation. Now, facing an unknown threat in the real world, he felt powerless. "Please be okay," he whispered, his eyes locked on Glenn's unmoving character as the rest of the team waited in tense silence. "Guys," Glenn's shaky voice came through the headset, "there's someone banging on my front door. I don't know what to do." "Come on, Glenn," Jack said, trying to lighten the mood. "You're in Texas, right? Just cowboy up and deal with it." He attempted a chuckle, hoping his humor would help ease Glenn's distress. "Huh. Yeah, you're right," Glenn replied, but the forced laughter didn't reassure Jax. "Stay on the line with us. We've got your back," Jax added, his fingers gripping the edge of his wheelchair as he tried to maintain a calm demeanor. He could hear Glenn's ragged breathing through the headset and knew that his friend was genuinely terrified. "Okay," Glenn agreed, his voice barely audible. "I'm going to see who's at the door. I'll be right back." But as Glenn approached his front door, Jax heard a sudden crash and the sound of splintering wood. Glenn let out an involuntary gasp and the tense silence that followed was almost too much for Jax to bear. He glanced over at his other monitors, looking for any indication of what might be happening, but found nothing. "Damn it," Jax muttered under his breath, feeling more helpless than ever before. He knew he needed to do something, anything, to help his friend. "Guys," he said into the headset, addressing the rest of their team, "someone needs to call Glenn and make sure he's okay. Now." "Roger that, Jax," one of the players responded quickly, their avatar nodding in agreement. As they waited for news, Jax couldn't help but worry about Glenn's safety. His hands tightened around the wheels of his chair, knuckles turning white as he fought against the urge to roll away from his computer and find a way to help. But he knew there was nothing he could do from his apartment in Seattle. All he could do was hope that Glenn would be all right. "Please," Jax thought, willing himself to stay strong for the others. "Let him be okay." The tense moment was broken when the dinging sound of new chat messages picked up at an unnatural rate. This time of night, it was a steady stream, every 20, 30 seconds. Now, however, there were several every second. The intensity alarmed Jax, who sat up and looked at the message heading. Virtually every single one of them was some variation of help. "Guys, be careful out there. Something's going on, and it's not just in Texas." Jax warned his online friends through the headset as he stared at the monitor filled with chat programs. The digital conversations were a chaotic whirlwind of panic and pleas for help, each message more desperate than the last. "Will do, Jax. Keep us posted if you hear anything else," one of his friends replied with a shaky voice. "Stay safe," another chimed in before signing off. With a heavy heart, Jax turned his focus to the stream of messages flooding his screens. Reports of violence in bars, chaos erupting in the streets, and people running for their lives all painted a terrifying picture of a world falling apart. He clenched his teeth, trying to keep his composure as he sifted through the chaos. "What the hell is happening?" he muttered under his breath, anxiety gnawing at him as he closed a few non-local chat windows and brought up several exclusive to Seattle. If he could figure out what was happening in his own city, maybe he'd have a better chance of helping those in need. "Jax, we can't reach Glenn. His phone just goes straight to voicemail," a teammate informed him, concern lacing their words. "What should we do?" "Keep trying," Jax instructed, his voice firm yet strained. "We need to know if he's all right." "All right, man. We'll keep trying." As Jax scoured the Seattle-focused chats, concern building within him as he scanned the screen. Every new message seemed to confirm that whatever was happening, it was spreading fast. How could something like this happen so suddenly? And why? "Focus, Jax," he told himself, forcing his thoughts back to the task at hand. There had to be some useful information amidst the chaos. Some way to help. The thought of being stuck in his wheelchair, unable to do anything but watch as the world crumbled around him, was unbearable. "Guys," he spoke into the headset, addressing his remaining friends, "I'm going to try and help out where I can. Keep an eye on the situation and stay safe." "Good luck, Jax," came a chorus of worried replies before the line went silent, leaving Jax alone with the frantic cacophony of digital cries for help. Jax's fingers hovered above the keyboard, his eyes darting across the screen as he searched for a way to help. There was an unsettling similarity in the messages that appeared on his monitor, and he knew that he couldn't just sit idly by while people were suffering. "All right, let's do this," Jax whispered to himself as he clicked on an audio chat link. The words "help" filled the screen, echoing the desperate cries of so many others. "Hello," Jax said into his headset, hoping he could make a difference. "Please, is anyone there?" A woman's frantic voice came through the speakers, her breathing heavy with fear. "Hey, I'm here. My name is Jax," he replied calmly, trying to reassure her. "What's your name?" "Mary," she answered, her voice trembling. "I'm stuck in my car in Redmond. These crazy people are everywhere. They're banging on my windows and I can't start my car." "Okay, Mary," Just take a deep breath for me, Jax instructed, his mind racing to think of a solution. Have you tried calling the police? Yes, but nothing. The emergency systems are down or something. I don't know what to do. Panic seeped into Mary's voice, making it crack. Listen to me, Mary. Stay calm. I'll figure something out, Jax assured her, his tone firm yet gentle. He didn't have all the answers, but he was determined to help. Thank you, Jax, Mary sobbed, her relief evident despite the dire situation. Can you give me any landmarks or street names nearby? Anything that can help me pinpoint your location? Jax asked, already pulling up maps of the area on another monitor. There's a sign that says 7th Street. And I think I'm near a park, she replied hesitantly. Okay, Mary. Hang tight. I'm going to see what I can do from here. Jax switched off the audio chat, his thoughts racing. It seemed like an impossible task, but he had to try. He couldn't let these people down. His fingers flew across the keyboard as he searched for any information that could help him save Mary. He knew that he couldn't physically go to her, but maybe there was something else he could do. Some way to reach out and make a difference. Come on, Jax. Think, he muttered under his breath, the weight of responsibility heavy on his shoulders. With each passing second, the urgency of the situation became even more apparent. The cries for help grew louder in his ears, and he knew that time was running out. But Jax refused to give up. If there was even a small chance he could help, he would take it. All right, Mary, he whispered, a plan forming in his mind. Just hold on a little longer. Jax's fingers hovered over the keyboard, his attention focused on Mary's chat window. He saved it under her name in a separate folder, promising himself he'd come back to help her as soon as he could. With a deep breath, he clicked on another audio chat marked with a frantic plea for help. Hello. Jax's voice was calm and steady, despite the chaotic situation unfolding around him. Please, you've got to help me. The young man's voice was shrill, filled with terror. In the background, Jax could hear gnawing sounds accompanied by wet, ripping noises. Hey, just try to stay calm, Jax said, wincing at the guttural sounds on the other end. Tell me what's going on. They're eating him. The young man's voice cracked as his cries turned into panicked sobs. Unable to bear the horrifying scene any longer, Jax disconnected the call and swallowed hard, trying to push away the gruesome images that threatened to seep into his mind. Okay, Jax. Focus, he whispered to himself. Dragging his eyes back to the screen, he scanned through the listings on the chat site, searching for something. Anything. That wasn't a desperate plea for help. Finally, he spotted one that caught his attention. What the hell is going on? Let's find out, he muttered, clicking on the link. A male voice emerged from the speakers, sounding tense but relatively composed. Jax could also make out several other voices in the car with him. Hey there, I'm Jax, he introduced himself, his voice still holding on to a thread of calm. Sounds like you're not alone. What's your situation? Name's Charles, the man replied, steering wheel creaking under his grip. We're trying to get out of the city, but it's chaos everywhere. No one knows what's going on, and people are getting attacked left and right. Same thing happening here, Jax admitted, a sinking feeling in his chest as he realized the extent of the horror unfolding before him. I've been trying to help people as best I can, but... His voice trailed off as the gravity of their situation weighed on him. Listen, Charles, Jax said, determination hardening his voice. There's a woman named Mary who needs help. She's stuck in her car in Redmond. If you're heading that way, could you try to assist her? Redmond? Yeah. We're actually passing through there, Charles agreed, the voices in his car murmuring in assent. We'll see what we can do. Thank you, Jax said gratefully, his fingers working furiously on the keyboard. Keep me updated, okay? Will do, Charles replied. And the connection went silent. As Jax stared at the screen, His thoughts raced with potential solutions and strategies. He knew he couldn't save everyone, but he would do everything in his power to help those he could reach. With renewed determination, he dived back into the sea of messages, searching for anyone he could assist in this nightmarish world that had suddenly become all too real. The low hum of the car's engine crackled through Jax's headset as he listened to Charles. Their voices, laced with anxiety, were a sharp contrast to the frenzied chaos unfolding outside Jax's window. "Jax, man, I don't know what's happening out here," Charles said, his voice tight with stress. "All we're seeing is people attacking each other in the streets. It's like something from a damn horror movie." "Believe me, I've heard it too," Jax replied, his fingers tense on the armrests of his wheelchair. He glanced at the middle monitor, where Seattle's cityscape was peaceful and serene as ever. A stark contrast to what was happening on the ground. "Just stay safe and keep moving if you can."
"Trying to, buddy," Charles muttered,
the sound of tires rolling over asphalt punctuating his words. "We're driving out of downtown, hoping to get the hell out of this city." "Are you near Redmond yet?" Jax asked, his mind racing with possibilities.
Yeah.
"We're close," Charles confirmed, a hint of hesitation in his voice.
"All right, hold on a sec,"
Jax told him, before switching back to Mary's chat window. Her panicked breathing greeted him, reminding him of the urgency of her situation. "Mary, can you tell me the specific street you're on?"
7th Street," she gasped, her voice trembling.
"Just outside the neighborhood."
"Stay calm, Mary. Help is on the way," Jax reassured her, his voice steady and resolute despite the roiling fear in his gut.
As he switched back to Charles' chat, he couldn't help but wonder how many others were out there, alone and terrified, desperately seeking help.
"Charles, Mary's on 7th Street in Redmond, just outside the neighborhood. Can you get to her?"
Jax asked, his voice tinged with urgency.
"We'll do our best," Charles replied, determination lacing his words.
"Keep an eye out for any updates, Jax."
"Will do," Jax said.
Just then, a loud crash echoed from the street below, rattling Jax's apartment windows. Curiosity and dread mingled within him as he rolled over to the window, peering down at the chaos unfolding beneath the dim glow of the streetlights. His breath caught in his throat at the sight of the undead, their grotesque features twisted in hunger, chasing after terrified people. Cars swerved to avoid them, some crashing into one another or nearby buildings. One vehicle had slammed into a streetlight, bending it nearly in half. The driver was partially ejected through the shattered windshield, and Jax felt bile rise in his throat as he watched several zombified creatures descend upon the helpless man. The world outside his apartment had become a gruesome stage, showcasing humanity's darkest nightmare come to life.
"Get a grip, Jax," he muttered to himself, swallowing hard as he turned away from the window.
"Focus on what you can do." With shaky hands, he wheeled himself back to the computer, steeling himself for the difficult task ahead. He had given his word to Mary and countless others. He would not abandon them now. As he toggled between chat windows, Jax's determination grew, fueled by the horrifying scene that played out just beyond his safe haven.
"They'll get there soon," he whispered, glancing at the clock ticking away on.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This computer screen. Just hold on, Mary. With a deep breath, Jax rolled back to his computer, taking in the long and ever-growing list of people begging for help. His mind raced with the weight of their desperate pleas, but he knew he couldn't let them all consume him. He had to focus on Mary first. She was depending on him.
Charles, are you there?
Jax asked urgently, switching back to the previous chat.
Jax, we're close.
But there's a problem, Charles replied,
his voice tense. There are half a dozen of those things beside Mary's car. We can't get to her.
Leaving isn't an option, Jax said firmly, his resolve unwavering.
I have an idea. Is Mary's car level with the ground?
Yeah, it is, Charles responded, sounding slightly confused.
Listen closely, Jax instructed, his brain working at lightning speed. Drive your car right alongside hers, scraping up against it to push those things away. Once they're clear, roll down the window and pull her to safety.
Are you kidding?
This is a new car, Charles objected, his tone incredulous.
Charles, if the world doesn't end tonight, I'll personally pay for a new paint job,
Jack snapped, frustration bubbling beneath the surface.
If you don't do this, Mary might not make it out alive.
There was a pause, and Jax could practically hear Charles weighing the options. Finally, he sighed.
All right, fine, we'll give it a shot. Just be ready to help us coordinate.
Of course, Jax assured him, feeling a surge of relief and gratitude. As he waited for Charles to put his plan into action, thoughts swirled around his head like a tornado.
All right, Jax.
Charles's voice came through, snapping him back to the task at hand.
We're in position. Is she ready?
I'll let her know now, Jack said, switching over to her line.
Mary, listen carefully. Charles is going to drive his car right up against yours, pushing those things away. Be ready to move quickly, and don't be alarmed by the sound of the cars colliding.
Okay, Mary replied, her voice trembling with fear but carrying an undercurrent of hope.
I'm ready.
Good luck, Mary.
We've got you,
Jack said, trying to instill confidence in her despite the tight knot of worry twisting in his stomach. Switching back to Charles's line, Jax listened intently as the sounds of two vehicles meeting reverberated through the headset. The metal-on-metal scrape was harsh and grating, but beneath it, Mary's voice rang out, triumphant.
It's working, Jax.
They're being pushed away.
Jax exhaled a shaky breath, relief washing over him like a cool wave. The plan was working, but they weren't out of danger yet. His fingers tightened around the armrests of his wheelchair as he silently prayed for Mary's successful escape.
Keep going, Charles.
You're doing great, Jax encouraged, his voice strained with the effort of remaining calm. Though he couldn't see what was happening, he mentally visualized the scene with each passing second, hoping his guidance would be enough. The tense moments stretched on, feeling more like hours than mere seconds. Finally, Mary's voice cut through the chaos with elation.
I'm in.
Jax.
I made it.
Thank God, Jax breathed, allowing himself to relax slightly. He could feel the tension start to leave his body, replaced by an immense gratitude that Mary had made it to safety.
Get out of there, guys.
Get as far away from this madness as you can, Jax instructed, his voice firm but weary. As the line went silent, he couldn't help but worry about all the other people still trapped out there, their pleas for help echoing in his ears like a haunting chorus.
Jax switched back to the line with Charles. His fingers danced over the keyboard, their movement fluid and precise, despite the shaking that threatened to betray his calm exterior.
Charles? How's it looking?
Jax's voice was steady, a testament to his practice control.
Mary's safe, Charles replied,
relief evident in his tone. "We're getting out of here now, heading out of town."
"Good. Good."
Jax exhaled slowly, allowing a small smile to grace his lips. One life saved, countless others left to help. "Listen, Jax." Charles hesitated for a moment before continuing. "We can swing by your place. Try to get you out too."
"Appreciate the offer, man, but it's not possible," Jax replied, his gaze flicking to the chaos outside his window. The streets below were clogged with abandoned vehicles and the stumbling forms of the infected.
"No way I'm getting down to street level in this chair."
"Come on! There has to be a way," Charles insisted, his voice strained with concern. "You can't just stay up there."
"Look, I'm fine," Jax reassured him, steeling himself against the gnawing fear deep in his gut. "I just got my monthly food delivery, and my apartment's secure." He glanced at the double bolted metal doors guarding the entrance to his sanctuary.
"Nothing's getting in here. Besides, I have more people to help."
"Jax." Mary's voice broke through, her gratitude clear.
"Thank you."
"Stay safe, both of you," Jax said, his throat tightening with emotion. As the line disconnected, leaving him alone with his thoughts, he couldn't suppress the flicker of doubt that flared within him. How long could he hold out in his high-rise fortress, cut off from the rest of the world? But there was no time for self-pity or second-guessing. Jack shook his head, banishing the unwelcome thoughts, and turned his attention back to the computer screen. The cries for help were still pouring in, each message a desperate plea from someone trapped in the nightmare, unfolding outside.
"All right," Jax murmured to himself, his resolve steeling once more. "This is going to be a long night."
Before going back to the computer, Jax went into the kitchen, opening up the refrigerator and grabbing a chilled energy drink. He had been saving it for an all-night raid party on his fantasy game, but he was fairly confident that wasn't happening now. Jax rolled his wheelchair over to the window, his hands deftly manipulating the wheels as he positioned himself for a better view. The city below was a tableau of pandemonium, people fleeing from the clawing grasp of the undead as they stumbled through the streets. His heart clenched in his chest as he watched a man trip and fall, disappearing under a swarm of ravenous creatures.
"Damn it!" Jax muttered under his breath, his knuckles turning white as he gripped the windowsill.
The cacophony of screams and sirens filled the air, punctuated by the incessant dings from his computer. He couldn't save everyone, but he'd be damned if he didn't try. As he wheeled himself back to his battle station, Jax's mind raced with possibilities. Strategies to maximize his efforts. He knew he couldn't physically fight the onslaught, but his technological prowess could still make a difference. The thought offered a small comfort, at least.
"Okay, focus," he whispered to himself, eyes scanning the screen as messages flooded in. Each one was a lifeline, a connection to someone out there in the chaos who needed help.
His finger hovered over the mouse, hesitating for a moment before clicking on a message.
"This is Jax," he said into the microphone, his voice steady despite the turmoil raging within him.
"How can I help?" A woman's frantic voice crackled through the headset, and Jax felt the weight of responsibility settle on his shoulders once more. But he would shoulder that burden, using his wits and skills to reach out and help those he could, one person at a time. This is the end of The Watcher. Tune in next time for another tale from the first month.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.